The idiocy of the hard left is in full display in a Huffington Post article by Jessica Schulberg entitled, "Sebastian Gorka, who has downplayed threat of white supremacist, still teaches Marines about terrorism." Ms. Schulberg claims that Sebastian Gorka, an advisor to President Trump, has been overly critical of Islam, yet dismissive of a white nationalist threat. What makes Ms. Schulberg's article particularly poignant is Gorka's recent removal from the White House. Gorka does argue that Islam is an inherently violent religion that encourages its adherents to engage in acts of terrorism, what many consider inappropriate, others embrace. For example, President Sisi of Egypt, a pious Muslim, contends that there is violence within Islam, and as a consequence, he has called for a revolution from within. This comment was echoed by the King of Bahrain, also a pious Muslim. It is not coincidental that most terrorist attacks worldwide have been committed by Muslims, notwithstanding the obvious fact that most Muslims are not terrorists. This distinction is made by Professor Gorka, but conspicuously overlooked by Ms. Schulberg. By comparison, white supremacists, hateful as they are, do not represent a comparable threat to national security. The evidence is clear. Aside from the bombing in Oklahoma City, there isn't evidence these neo-Nazis and skinheads are prepared to launch terror attacks against the nation. In fact, instead of exaggerating their number and influence, it should be noted that they represent 0.00001 of the American population. That said, these people are loathsome and potentially dangerous, but they are not at present a challenge to national security. The fact that these groups are conflated suggests more about the alt-left than Sebastian Gorka. The planned assaults on the erstwhile president's advisor was designed to undermine President Trump, now a pincushion of the left, and the sensible view that within Islam are prescribed activities for terrorism. One need not be a lecturer at Marine University to recognize the global jihad and what it means for the United States. This article in Huffington Post is, to put it politely, simply ugly propaganda. In the days that passed, we have grown accustomed to this kind of piece on the pages of various blogs and news outlets. I doubt it will affect Sebastian Gorka's reputation, except for a few who are persuaded by left-wing groupthink. But it is yet another step in the ongoing cultural war. Mischaracterization, exaggeration, deception are the tactics in this battle. It is sad but true that George Orwell lives in Newspeak, where war is peace, truth is lies, tolerance is intolerance, and the enemies of this democratic republic can make indefensible claims with impunity.